Welcome to the Engineering Emotions and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Wink. Today, we are going to be talking squirrels, 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 because it's spring break time, right? You know, there's fun, there's sun, and of course, squirrels gone wild. You know, if you're looking outside, you see them running around trees and digging up nuts or burying nuts and frolicking and, you know, getting friendly with one another and making little baby squirrels. And I find squirrels just adorable. I could just watch them for, I'm not going to say hours. That's a long time to watch squirrels, but definitely in the, you know, minutes, up to tens of minutes. Because they're just delightful. I mean, all the energy they have, that fluffy tail, I just find them adorable. And you might be thinking, Justin, a squirrel is just a rat with a fluffy tail. You're wrong. And let me tell you, you're not wrong for the reason you think you're wrong. Squirrels in the wrong environment can actually be much worse and much more destructive than rats. And I found this out the hard way in my very own home. And you're probably wondering, like, why are we talking about squirrels and, you know, what they do? Stick with me, baby bird. I'm gonna feed you. This is gonna all make sense. It's gonna come together, and it's gonna be a really, really awesome lesson. And you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, I have more squirrels than I ever thought. And you might be living in an area where like squirrels don't even exist, which I don't know in North America if there is such a place. I seem to see them everywhere in huge numbers, even when there's snow on the ground in places. So about a year ago, started hearing, you know, some little pitter-patter of little tiny clawed feet up in my attic of my house. And first thought was rats, you know, so, you know, got the little rat traps and whatnot. And, you know, no bites, no nothing. And just, you know, little pitter-patter, you know, during the day. And then it's like, boy, it's something, and it's not going away. And if you haven't been up in an attic of, you know, well, one, it's not fun. But when you own a home, there are just some things that you got to do. So a home ownership really is a lifestyle choice, because you're going to end up doing some stuff you either don't want to do, or you're going to have to pay somebody to do the stuff that you don't want to do, and that does not come cheap. So when you go up into the attic, you realize that, well, there's a lot of important stuff there. Like there's a lot of electrical wiring to lighting and stuff. There's your, you know, possibly your HVAC. That's your heating, ventilation, air conditioning system, and associated wiring and duct work and things and stuff like that. That, you know, it's not going to be the easiest to get to repair if it gets all gnawed up and chewed and things like that. So it starts to be one of those things where it's like, well, I don't know anything about keeping squirrels or getting squirrels out of my attic. So let's bring in a professional, right? So call a local extermination company. They're an eco-friendly, so they're not really trying to, you know, always exterminate. It's just more prevention is their thing, which was really cool. And you know, the guy goes up, does the investigation, says, yeah, you got squirrels. This is not a rat problem. And, so we're going to have to go and find all the entry points, and then we're going to have to block them off and make sure that they can't get in. But if one somehow gets in, they need to be able to get out. So it's almost like I don't know. I'm trying to think of an analogy of something where like you can like, you know, get out of it, but you can't go back. Oh, it's like, you know, if you ever like rent a car, or it's one of those like parking lots where the arm will go up and you can leave, but it's got those, spikes that if you back, it says don't, you know, back up, severe tire damage, that type of thing. It's kind of like one of those where the squirrel can leave, but the squirrel can't enter. Right. Cause this is what Kyle, our exterminator, said. He said, if a squirrel gets caught in the attic, they don't just kind of like chill out like a rat would and just sort of like pass on. And, you know, I don't know, like, I guess a rat will just go, I'm trapped, and just sort of like meditate and chill and pass on to, you know, its next life or whatever. But a squirrel will just go fucking ape shit and start clawing and gnawing and doing whatever it can to get out, and do a whole lot of destruction in the process. So you do not want to trap a squirrel in any enclosed space. It is not going to end well. So it's like, oh, well, that's good to know. So I went and sealed up most things. And it was about, you know, things are mostly good for a while. And then a few months later, I start hearing this little pitter-patter gnaw stuff again. And then I'm walking down into the living room, and I look above my front door, and I'm like, I don't remember there being a hole in the drywall with insulation coming out of it before. Turns out a squirrel found another entry point and got confused and freaked out and started gnawing and clawing to get out through the drywall into my house, through right above my front door, right? I don't know why, but the squirrel somehow, you know, poked its nose and must have been like, this doesn't smell like outside, and found another way out. So Kyle had to come back, and he's realized like, oh, there's, you know, four other places where they're getting in. Like, I guess where like the flashing, where the roof meets the edge of the house, like they like clawed up under and got in there. And so had to, you know, seal stuff off, and again, make sure that, you know, there was exit points. And this was all stuff that like I couldn't have figured out or done all on my own. And so it was really good to have the help of someone. Now, okay, so let's bring this to you, because you're like, Justin, I don't have a squirrel problem. I don't even own a house, or maybe I do, but just like, that's not what does this have to do with anything to do with making my life better? Because really, we're about making sure you have less stress, more energy, and you can live from the heart. That's what we're about on this podcast, right? So what this is about is, you might not have physical squirrels, but you might have the equivalent in thought or in relationships. Now, what do I mean? So a squirrel thought, which is not the similar if you're like a teenage boy and you have a girl thought, which is another spring break issue, and maybe the steel drum music is starting to play in your heads. It's a thought that seems attractive on its surface. It's like, oh, this is like pretty cute. Like, you know, like I just need to make a little bit more money. Like, well, this is making a little bit more money, or maybe if I'm just a little bit more attractive, then, you know, I meet a better person, or just I'll get more compliments. The thing is that thoughts like these, they get in and they're very destructive. They start rummaging around and they don't really stop. They just keep going. And there really is no end to them. There's no end to, if I just had a little bit more money, because you get a little bit more. Well, what about a little bit more? If you look a little bit better, well, what if you looked a little bit more better, and then a little bit more better, more better, more better, more better, right? Similar thing with relationships. You know, sometimes you got these friends. It's like, well, hey, it's my friend. They're good to me. They're nice to me. They like we've got a history. We go back. You know, like they always say they're, you know, going to pay me back, but they never do. They say they're going to, you know, meet me at 5 p.m. and then like 2 hours later, or sometimes never. Like, we're friends, you know, we're good friends. You know, I've been together forever, you know. Or maybe it's the job where, you know, it's like, well, they, so yeah, I didn't get a raise this year or the last year or the year before that, but they swear next year I'm due. And yeah, they don't really appreciate what I do. Like, yeah, but you know, everybody's busy. I'm busy, they're busy, right? Like, it's gonna get better. So these relationships, because I find personal and business relationships, they really are under the category of relationships. So if you improve, your relationships are going to improve, your business life is going to improve. And so sometimes we get into these little traps of like, well, you know, this isn't quite working. You know, these effective, you know, human relational squirrels got into our life. They seem really attractive, seem promising, but it's not the right environment anymore, right? You know, these people or these jobs, like they're in your life and they're slowly eating away at you, like your self-esteem, your self-worth, and your time and your energy. And you don't know how they got into your life, And since you didn't recognize, because if you had recognized, it wouldn't have allowed in your life. There's a lot of stuff that you just don't put up with. It doesn't even enter in, right? Like, you know, for example, if like a toilet breaks and sewage starts coming up from that, like, are you going to put up with that? No, you're going to like go turn off the water, whatever, call a plumber, get them there, and whatever it takes, you are going to get that shit figured out, right? So there's some things that just you won't tolerate. So when you have these mental squirrels or these relational squirrels, the first thing is becoming aware that you've got a squirrel problem, right? And sometimes it's not easy because sometimes it might seem like it's something else. It's like, well, you know, maybe it's just a rat. It'll just go away. Or, you know, maybe it's, you know, just the house settling. You know, we rationalize these things. But at some point you're going to have to realize like you got a squirrel problem and you got to do something about it. And the sooner you figure it out, the sooner you get to the next step, which is, you know, getting the squirrels out of your life. And chances are you're gonna need at minimum some support because again, squirrels don't want to leave easily. They got in there because there's something in it for them, so they're not gonna leave super kindly. It could be a little rough. So working with somebody, you know, could be a coach, could be a therapist, just could be like a really good friend, you know, that's been there, done that, had that type of squirrel in their life. You know, they can give you their perspective, right? So, you know, I've had these in my, you know, my life where friendships where they were challenged, you know, or jobs where it just, I didn't feel appreciated. And, you know, go and talk to other friends, talk to some of my mentors, and, you know, get the perspective on how do I get this squirrel out of my life? Because again, all these things are great. You know, like I still love a squirrel in my backyard. Adorable, but I don't want them in my house. I don't want them in my attic. And these thoughts, you know, these jobs and really like that can be fantastic for other people, but I don't want them in my life. You know, nothing wrong with them, just doesn't work here. So my question to you, what is the squirrel in your life that you are aware of? What's a thought or what's a relationship that you're just like, shit. Now that you mention it, it squirreled its way into my life, and I don't know how to get it out, but it's not working. So you can find me on social media, you know, Facebook, the old Instagram, Facebook, Justin Wenck, WENCK. Remember to go to justinwenck.com/podcast, sign up to subscribe, rate me. That would be great. Or you can email me, podcast@justinwenck.com, to let me know what is the squirrel in your life that you're like, man, these ways of thinking, these stories, or these people, or this career or job has got to go. And maybe I can help you out with it. May I make it a topic for the next show? Or, you know, I straight up answer it. So, you know, send me a note. Let's interact, have a little fun. And that's it for today's show. Thanks, everybody, and good day.